This podcast is free and it's accessible to everyone thanks to support from listeners like you. If you value this show, please consider supporting its production by donating to our home, KUOW. It only takes a minute to give, and you'll be helping to support the production of this podcast. Make a donation at kuow.org or follow the link in the show notes. And thanks!
Red Squirrels, 1994.
Well, it's 7:10 in the morning, and I'm out in this forest in northern Cumbria.
This is me on some old cassette tape from nearly 30 years ago. Ever since that time, as a young lad in the UK, I've devoted my life to sharing these experiences of nature.
And I'm set to catch some small mammals this morning that in recent years have become very scarce in Great Britain.
I'm still that excited guy with a microphone in my hand on a mission to bring these stories to you.
I thought it was dead, but it might actually be alive.
Yep. No, it's alive.
Oh, it's alive. It's alive. It's alive. Right.
You never know where you might find a good story. From urban streets.
The wild coyote in the heart of the city.
Anything could happen on the streets of Chicago.
To rural reaches. All these trees are covered in ivy, and it feels like it's become nighttime again. Wildlife is teaching us some of the most important lessons of our time. And no matter where these stories of nature are found, us humans are always playing a major role.
There is no place on this planet that is not touched by people. So if we disregard that part of the equation, we will almost always fail.
We don't have the time to fail. These threats facing nature and our climate are big. We need stories and ideas from the natural world that will inspire us. I'm Chris Morgan. On this season of The Wild, we will connect you with people who are making a difference for wildlife. Like a woman who finds a family of pine martens living in her attic and decides to let them stay.
Airbnb for pine martens. The Airbnb of all Airbnbs.
You seem like such a lovely landlady as well. I'm not surprised.
Well, I tell you, what could you do?
Or a man who was trying to understand killer whale culture and what they are saying under the waves.
Putting down that hydrophone, it's kind of like Christmas, like opening the package of what's in here.
But like all our stories, it's more than just the science. It's about heart and why so many people work so hard to save our natural ecosystems.
I've fished side by side in my family for a couple of hundred generations has fished side by side with Quathamochtin in our language, means killer whale, orca, blackfish, whatever English calls it.
These are stories not just about our impact on animals, but the impact the animals have on us.
They've taught us how to fish. They teach us community. They teach us love, and they belong here.
Join us for a new season full of awe-inspiring stories about ecology and conservation, and to show how ecology teaches us that everything is connected to everything else.
And by helping to save the natural world, it serves as a proxy for the blueprint to saving ourselves.
Season 5 of The Wild begins on March 14th. Listen at thewildpod.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Soundside, we bring you news and conversation rooted in the Pacific Northwest. Hi, I'm Libby Denkman. I think of my job hosting Soundside as, number one, asking tough questions of powerful people, the questions you, KUOW listeners, want answered. And two, bringing you a daily slice of the fascinating, confounding, and often goofy side of life in Washington State. Join me for Soundside at noon and 8 p.m. on KUOW or anytime on the Soundside podcast.